This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let me be really clear as I set up this next story. What's been happening in the markets this week is not, repeat, not the same thing that happened as the financial crisis was driving stocks down 9 or 10 years ago. The fundamentals are good right now. We were due for a correction anyway, and there is no reason to get all jittery and do something crazy with your retirement savings, people. But that said, this economy and the people in it have changed in the past 10 years, and that is affecting some of the calculations people are making. From our desk at WESA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
I met Andrew Andoga in downtown Pittsburgh a few weeks ago when I was asking people how they felt about the economy. Andoga, a commercial lighting salesman, told me he thought things were so good, maybe he should cash out.
My financial advisor, I called him. He said, no, it's not over with yet.
I called Andoga back to see how he was feeling about his retirement now.
I feel fairly confident because I'm still about 20 points up from where I was about 2 years ago.
But that doesn't mean he isn't thinking about his retirement. He's 60 years old.
You get a larger level of concern about where you are and where your mindset is about when you could actually retire.
10 years ago, at the beginning of the financial crisis, Andoga had friends who were about to retire, then couldn't. There are about 40 million Americans close to retirement age now, says Rachel Franklin of Brown University. She says, surprisingly, millennials seem more worried because they grew up during the Great Recession.
This is probably, psychologically speaking, potentially a bigger hit for them, even though they're going to have a much longer time frame in which to recoup their losses.
Julia Golden Battle is 34, and when she looked at her retirement this week, she almost did panic. But Golden Battle has a good job and says,
I have some time to recover, and I recognize that some folks who are close to retirement, dips like this make them more nervous.
As for Andrew Andoga, he's at least 6 years from retirement. But he says he has a cash-out number if markets continue to dive. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.